It's All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. A steroid shot used to treat back and joint pain. That's the type of drug that's caused a nationwide meningitis outbreak after it became contaminated at a Massachusetts pharmacy. But now the Food and Drug Administration worries that other drugs made by that same pharmacy may be contaminated too. And that's prompted several hospitals in the state, including Mass General, Brigham and Women's, and Tufts Medical Center, to contact patients who may have received those other drugs. With us to provide more detail is the Chief Medical Officer at Tufts, Michael Wagner. Mike, thanks for talking with us.
Hi, nice to be on.
Mike, I understand that one of these other drugs is used during open heart surgery and eye operations. Could you tell us about that drug and any other drugs that are causing concern?
Yes, there's a drug that's called a cardioplegic. It's a drug used during open heart surgery, and that's a drug that NECC had been compounding for hospitals.
New England Compounding Center in Framingham, the pharmacy that's at the center of this.
Correct. The ophthalmologic drugs are different drugs and are used for different eye procedures or part of an eye examination.
This cardiac drug is used to stop the heart from beating during surgery?
Correct. In preparation for heart surgery, it's used to stop the heart so that the surgery can be done in a safe way.
And what does the eye drug do?
There are various eye formulations that are used, whether it be a material which is a dye that helps to highlight certain aspects of the eye, and there's also chemotherapeutic agents that are used for the eye as well.
Did Tufts in particular use them?
So the cardioplegic drug is a medication that we did receive from the New England Compounding Center, and we have identified the patients that may have been exposed to that specific cardioplegic solution. The eye drop, the answer is yes, we've used it. It's a little bit harder to determine exactly the number of patients because it's not as in a controlled circumstance. Obviously, we would know exactly every patient who had heart surgery and had this cardioplegic solution. That information is very readily available in our databases.
But is the eye drug trickier to gauge because you send patients home with it? Is that the situation?
Yeah, it's trickier to gauge for that reason. The patients might go home with it, but we also use them as part of normal ophthalmologic evaluations in the office.
So those aren't tracked as closely as they might be during a surgery in a hospital?
It will take a little bit more work for us to know exactly the order of magnitude on the eye cases.
Now, we should note that the FDA says that a heart transplant patient did become ill with a fungal infection after receiving this cardiac solution from this Framingham pharmacy. But it's not clear yet whether that drug actually did cause the infection. Have you received any more details about that?
No, and I think the point that you make is incredibly important, is that there is the relationship of the two, but it is not known whether there's a causal relationship between the two. So in other words, yes, a patient had a heart transplant, they had the cardioplegic solution, but they also had an infection, but it is not clear that that infection came from the actual cardioplegic solution. The important thing to note on the eye cases is that there's absolutely no indication of any infection that's been caused, not even a concern like this is possible association in the cardiac case.
How many Tufts patients have you reached out to, and what are you telling them?
The cardiac cases are ones, obviously, that are, you know, this is serious surgery, and so we, our cardiology team, Cardiovascular Center, has reached out and identified patients who've undergone the surgery, and we are in the process of making personal contact with patients who've undergone surgery, and also we'll be following up with written letter back to those patients and also the referring physicians, about 150 patients that we'll need to reach out to.
Are there any Tufts patients complaining of symptoms that might indicate they've received a contaminated drug?
No. There's no patients that we have that we're concerned have either had an infection or have symptoms consistent with an infection. And we've done this from talking with our patients, but also in reviewing what we call microbiologic data in the hospital, looking for these isolates that may be growing out, and we haven't found any evidence in our laboratory that anybody has grown out any of these organisms.
For patients who know or who think they may have received one of these drugs and are worried, what kind of symptoms should they be on the alert for?
The most serious symptoms early on are sometimes vague, and so that can be a little bit tricky. But, you know, fatigue, fever, pain, pain around the site of their incision would all be symptoms to be worried about. We would ask patients, though, if they had those kinds of symptoms, to call our physicians and nurses to talk with them about those symptoms.
Michael Wagner is the Chief Medical Officer at Tufts Medical Center. Mike, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks.